Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
If you're one of the 160,000 people heading to Croke Park on Saturday and Sunday to see Oasis perform the Oasis Live 25 reunion tour to sold out performances Saturday and Sunday night, I want to hear from the Oasis superfans out there today. Actually, if you were one of the people that was at Páirc Uí Chaoimh on this day 29 years ago, if you went to see Oasis in Cork back in 1996, we would love to hear from you on the show too. If you're also going again this weekend, 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. Gareth Dunleavy is the curator of the Oasis What's the Story fan page. Gareth, I assume you're going this weekend.
Of course. First of all, how's it going, Andrea?
Good.
I hope you're wearing your bucket hat.
Not yet. I don't have tickets, but I do hope to get my hands on one before the end of the day, if possible. Hat as well. Had you any difficulty getting tickets?
Through the ballot, that's how I got my tickets, and I knew something was up. Last June, they put out an email. A collecting of emails, and I knew something. I was like, this is not just for some kind of reissue or whatever. But do you know what? Tomorrow in Croke Park, it really is the All-Ireland football final, and it's going to be Mayo versus Mayo, and Mayo are going to win.
You're obviously looking forward to it. What is the what are you most looking forward to, though? Like, how long have you been a fan, Garth?
I went to Páirc Uí Chaoimh in 96, I'm one of those fans. I think I was 14 at the time, and managed to blag my way to get my mum to hi mum, by the way, to let me to go to Cork from Trim in County Meath. So but like the highlights tomorrow, like for any, I suppose, Irish Oasis fan, is things to look out for. Is there's the Éireann Brock flag, which is in between behind. It's on Bonehead's guitar rig. It's in between Liam and Noel. It's the symbol for Ireland forever, and it was the United Irishman flag in history. The highlight songs for me are like Roll With It and Morning Glory. It's great to hear those songs fully electric, and Noel back on lead. Noel's full acoustic set with a band. One of the really cool things that Noel does when he starts, do you know what I mean? He plays it on acoustic, and just before the bridge, he hands his acoustic guitar to his guitar tech, and he puts on his Les Paul, and he plays the rest of the song with the electric guitar. Cast No Shadow, because Oasis are now a three-piece band, Gem plays the slide guitar on Cast No Shadow, and it's phenomenal. And for all you Wonderwall leavers that leave at the start of Wonderwall, you really shouldn't, because Champagne Supernova is absolutely stunning to hear at the end.
Yeah.
It'll blow your eardrums off. And just to hear it in front, and no doubt tomorrow night in Croke Park, there'll be fireworks going off in the background.
Did I hear some rumour that their mum, Peggy, is going to be there in the crowd to see the reunited gig in Dublin?
I would say every single Irish cousin will be there at those gigs tomorrow. I don't know. There hasn't been I suppose if there's Irish relations going to the gig tomorrow, and she wants to meet up and have a cup of tea and a chat with the old Irish relations, yeah, of course she'd be at the gig.
Yeah, why wouldn't she? John, is going ahead, Garth.
I was just going to say, inside the global programme as well, there's some fantastic shots of the iconic landmarks around Ireland that Oasis would have played.
Brilliant.
So inside the global programme, there's Páirc Uí Chaoimh. There's the sign of the old Tivoli. Now, I know the Tivoli is now apartments, but at the sign, they kept the sign. Thanks to Alex as well in Slane Castle. Phenomenal day helping Brian and Lee take the photograph at Slane Castle that's inside the programme, and the Limelight Rooms in Belfast, where Oasis, the first time they played up in Belfast. So there's some brilliant shots inside that programme that's available.
It'll be worth getting for any true fans if they want a nice little souvenir. John Finnan, who's the owner of JJ Finnan's Bar and Lounge in Charlestown, County Mayo, is with me on the line today. What's your family connection to the Gallagher brothers, John?
The grandmother came into the shop in here years ago, in the pub, on the shop. I have a shop in the front and pub at the back. And
right.
I know the aunts and that, like, and there was a situation there, came up one time where they made a CD or something in England, or a DVD or something, and I put on the Sheriff Tongue notes, and they took off, like, in the following week, from the top 10 in England, like, you know. That's gone back maybe 20 years ago now, like, you know.
Amazing. Have you ever met Liam and Noel?
Oh, I know them well. I met them a few times. They were here, Liam played music in my pub a few years ago, and the time the grandmother died, after the funeral, they came in and had a cup of Dassey Guinness with the man of the bear. And I know them fairly well, yeah. I know them fairly well, yeah. They were in my house a good few times, like, you know.
Yeah.
No, not that often, but Liam was here a good few times.
He's been over. And even even in more recent years as well, John, has he?
No, I haven't seen him over about 5 years, I'd say. They haven't been around the area, like.
Yeah.
It's just that they come in, he made a very nice gesture there one night with a session of music on, and there was a man with a guitar there, and he just went down and said, could I borrow the guitar, and he sang a song. And it was a very nice gesture he did for me, like, you know.
That's amazing.
I managed to do that in my pub, it was very nice of him to do it, you know.
And I'm sure everybody else in the pub must nearly die, did they?
Well, they were everybody, see, but, like, you know, they're a newer generation. I have an older generation coming in, like, you know, they wouldn't know them that well, but a newer generation, like, they were very, you know, it was a great thing what he did, like, sort of thing, you know. It was very, very nice what he did, like, you know.
Very decent.
Decent people to me, though. The grandmother was very good to me, young lad, when we were young, when used to do the shopping, used to give him a few pounds at Christmas time, and the family were very good to us, like, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, they were good, honest, decent people, like, you know.
You're glad to see them back, so, in Dublin this weekend.
Well, I am. I'm delighted for the two boys back together. I'm delighted for them. No? It's great to see it. Like, it's great for the music crack too, you know.
Yeah.
I have a few of their CDs and I like listening to their music. I'm over 70 myself, like, you know. Maybe too old for that stuff. But they have lovely music, like, their music sort of will attract me a bit to listen to it, like, on the radio and stuff like that, you know.
You're not going then, John, are you?
No, I'm not. My son is going, I think.
My son is
going up and the girlfriend, I think. So I can't go. I'm in hospital myself at the moment.
God.
I have a bad knee.
Okay, right. Well, look after yourself.
I would have. I might have gone only for that. No, I might have gone only for that. But I'd be nice. There might be a photograph of me up there somewhere. I don't know. They put a photograph of me up there in Scotland there last week or somewhere. The Mayo flag, and I was in the back of it. And
brilliant.
Liam and Noel was in front of it. Like, I didn't want that, but that's what some of the lads in Sheriff's Tongue. Nice them to do it. No, it was nice them to do it.
Yeah,
like, you know.
Yeah, that's brilliant. Well, look, I know your connections and your family that'll be there at the weekend. I've no doubt you'll enjoy the gig, and you look after yourself, and hopefully your knee will be on the mend soon. John, thanks a million for joining us here today on the programme. Listeners got in touch to say, I'm a fan. I'm unable to see Oasis this time round, though. I'd love to, but I'm just not going to pay this ridiculous astronomical amount of money that the tickets are going up for resale. I'm a musician, though, and will be performing as part of a late night gig in Temple Bar on Saturday night. There'll likely be loads of Oasis fans there coming down from the euphoria of the concert. We'll have to play loads of Oasis songs, which will hopefully they'll all love, the fans will love. So I suppose it's some little bit of consolation that I'll get to be part of the after show stuff in some little way. Hopefully we can continue entertaining a good few of the concert going gang with the Oasis tunes into the wee hours of the morning. That's from Peter in Dublin. Sinead Kavanagh is with me on the line today. Sinead, I believe you were one of the ones that spent a small fortune to try and get there this weekend.
Oh yeah, I don't even want to think about it at this stage. We were listen, the money has been spent at this stage. It's gone. We were one of the ones that were up early that morning. Both of us on different devices trying to get tickets. And when they came up with the price they did, we nearly got sick. But look, what will be, I feel like I'm now paying money to go back and live a night in my teenage years. And I'm so excited for it.
Can I ask, can you give us a ballpark of what you might urge if you just sort of made your piece?
Well, I paid face value. Yeah. I paid $450 per ticket. Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're standing. But look, I know I was angry at the time, but it is what it is. And now I'm glad I did, because I would have had serious FOMO.
You were obviously a huge fan from back in the day, were you?
Oh my God, yeah. Like, Oasis just summed up my teens. They were the soundtrack to my teenage years. And like, when I put songs on now, I can nearly feel myself back in my bedroom as a teenager. Like, I went to see them with my first boyfriend in 1997 in The Point. And my husband, he was not my first boyfriend, but my husband went to see them in Páirc Uí Chaoimh as well. And like, this to us, this is our like World Series, whatever you want to call it. Like, we are so excited. Like, it's, I'm going to have to take a night all tonight to get myself to sleep.
Really? You're really buzzing for it, are you?
Oh my God, I'm living for this. The kids think I've lost my mind. I'm going on in the car and I've, the song's playing like, and I, the one thing the kids are shocked at is how much I know the words to every song. And I think that's the thing about tomorrow. We come from an era where you played albums from one end to the other again and again, whereas today it's all about TikTok snippets and like...
So true. Yeah.
Yeah.
And we bought singles and we were the generation that, you know, you had the CD player, the mini disc player, like you had the album, you listened to it over and over. You didn't have Spotify. You hadn't the choice.
And with B-sides, and if you think of Oasis B-sides were like amazing in their own right. Whereas now, like when you think of the filler on albums now, there was no filler on Oasis albums. Oasis were just pure talent, like pure talent.
So what are you most looking forward to? I'm sorry, for what night are you going? Saturday or Sunday?
I'm going tomorrow night. Yeah, Saturday night.
Was that a choice? Because I was talking to someone earlier today who was telling me they only really like to go to the first night of the gig because they don't want to watch it all on social media and then know what's going to happen.
Listen, I'd have sat on the Minute train the whole time going in and out to Connolly listening to the concert. That was the only way I could have heard it. The night didn't matter to me. I was just going. Once I got a ticket, I was going.
You didn't care.
I didn't care. And I just, the one thing, I'm looking forward to all of it. I have avoided everything on social media. I don't know the playlist. I don't know, or the set list. I don't know anything. But I have my bucket hat and I have my poncho. And this is for anyone going. When Cigarettes and Alcohol comes on tomorrow night, get the hats on, get the ponchos on, because that's, there's high flying birds. It's going to be low flying pints and you get soaked. That's one part I'm not looking forward to.
Jason Byrne is with me in the line today. Jason is an old friend of mine. And when I was trying to think of super fans, Jason, from over the years, you were probably the first person that came to mind. I have no doubt you are just, the level of excitement now must be off the charts.
Yeah, Andrea, it's like... It's like Christmas Eve times 10. I don't know how to describe it. I'm absolutely high dough here. The wife's been avoiding me most of the day.
Really?
I'm up the walls, to be honest. I'm just absolutely buzzing. It's just a total different level of excitement. Like, you know, as you know, I'm big into me sport and me and everything else, but this is just totally off the charts. You know, I don't know how to describe it. I cannot wait for tomorrow. I just cannot wait. It's going to be absolutely epic. And it's a bit of a, like, as a couple of the other speakers alluded to as well, it's just such a homecoming gig for them as well. Like, you know, they're so proud of their Irish roots. So, like, you know, Bonehead's been in the country for a couple of days and he's been posting loads of photos of himself going for sea swims in Dublin and everything else. So I just cannot wait. You know, there's something different about the Irish crowd. I know they've done some epic shows across the UK, but I think that they know deep down that tomorrow night and Sunday night are going to be really, really special for them.
Yeah. I know over the years you've seen Noel and Liam individually. I know you've gone to gigs and seen them play separately. Is this your first time to ever see them together?
No. I managed, I remember being very, very jealous seeing friends of mine's older siblings and all going to Cork in 96. I was just 10 at the time. But I managed to get to see them in The Point in 2004. And then I saw them again in Marley Park the following summer. And then I saw them at Slane in 2009, just a few weeks before they broke up. So it was like, I was like a child in the middle of a divorce then. I was following the two of them around separately for the 15 years after that. As it was well in the double figures, how many times I've seen them separately. Now I've gone to Liam more so than Noel, just because it gives you more of the Oasis experience. I've been all over Ireland to see Liam, and I went to Nebworth in 2022 to see him as well. There was 100,000 people there that night who never thought in their wildest dreams that they would get to see Oasis now. And it's great for that younger generation who never did get to see them, you know, like the good friend Kieran Cunningham saw them in Edinburgh there last week, and he's just a couple of years younger than me, and it was his first proper Oasis show as well. Like, we had an Oasis tribute band in National School called Ceseo, which is Oasis written backwards. Our old teacher, Margaret Keneally, if you're listening, Margaret, I hope you're well, but, you know, we deviated her onto the Oasis playlist when we were singing songs in National School. I can still see her going up and down the classroom, belting out Don't Look Back in Anger, and we got her fully on board.
A
few years before she was about to retire, she never thought she'd be singing rock and roll, but we got her there, you know, and it's unbelievable. I can't believe this has actually happened. Like, I never thought in my wildest dreams this would happen after so many years of waiting and such a public poisonous spat that went on for so long. I'm just so glad that they're back together. I'm delighted for their mum as well, Peggy, because she's just a typical Irish mammy, and all she wanted was her two sons to kiss and make up. So here we are.
Here we go. Listeners, as my husband paid 800 quid for two tickets, I asked, are Oasis playing in our sitting room and serving dinner to us if you paid that amount for them? Another listener says, we too paid a small fortune to see Oasis in Edinburgh, but oh my God, they were utterly brilliant. These folks are in for such a treat. Imagine 70 or 80,000 people all singing your songs back to you for 2 hours long. Fantastic experience. It was worth every single penny. Sinead, what's the standout song for you that you're most looking forward to?
Oh, so many, but I think Roll would definitely be one of them for me.
What about you, Jason?
I don't know, Andrea. I'm not going to spoil what they open with. I think some people have been hiding away from the playlist, but I think that moment when they come on, there's a song with a bad word in it that comes out over the speakers before they come on stage. I think once I hear that, I think I'm just going to completely lose the plot, and apologies for anyone who's around me. I'm going to be crying most of the night, I'd say, and I make no apologies for that whatsoever.
Don't. What about you, Sean? Sean's with us from Limerick today. Sean, I believe you were in Cork this day back in 1996 as well.
I was, Andrea, and only for, I flashed on the radio and it was said to me that it was this day in 96 and all came flooding back in one go. I just texted you and said, look, I'll come on, I'll talk.
Brilliant.
With it. I haven't got a ticket for this weekend because I couldn't justify the money for it. Times are different now, I got four young kids. But back in 96, I was only 24. My friends had it down. My brother had it down. He had a high S at the time. Oh, no. Back then, you could get away with murder. Wouldn't do it nowadays.
No.
Cushions in the back of the van, all the way down. I still have the ticket stub at home, Andrea.
Do you?
£16.50.
£16.50.
The Oasis. I think the Prodigy was supporting that day. The sun was blazing. Whatever people are saying about it now, right, you're going to have an amazing time.
Yeah.
Because I can just imagine myself back in the day, the feelings of it, the excitement of it. They were massive. The biggest band in the world back then. They're now, once again, the biggest band in the world. It's going to be biblical, as Liam Gallagher would say. Enjoy it. I don't care. Everybody's coming on going, oh, the tickets were this today. I don't know. Don't forget about the money. You've bought. Go and enjoy it. I guarantee at the end of the concert, you won't care how much the money the ticket cost. You won't care how much the hotel cost. Go it. Live it. Escape for 2 hours. Just immerse yourself in it. And just, like, take it all in, but you'll blink and it'll be over.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
30 years later, I can still hear it. I can still see him in front of me. I can still see the day. I can still see driving down. The pure excitement of it and the buzz. It's I can't describe it. I've seen loads of acts over the years, loads of bands. The best band ever of all time, but for pure experience, you can't beat it.
I'm so disappointed.
Two characters on two fabulous characters on stage.
What was the best song, Sean, when you cast your mind back to 1996, right, in Cork?
What I've been listening to the past 2 days is, and fair play to Noel, he's a genius, because what he said about Radiohead is, look, Tom, play Creep, you know, get on with it. Play the hits. Noel knows what he's doing. He's focused purely on the first 18 months of Oasis, for the peak Oasis times. And even the rest of it was good. All the songs, the albums from 2000 onwards, I thought they were good. But he's saying, look, lads, here's the hits. Play them what they want. The first two albums, the B-sides, and just blast them out. Everyone knows every single word of every single song. No fillers, all killers. I saw Noel there with his High Flying Birds maybe two or three times. And yeah, it was a great gig. But when he plays those two or three Oasis songs, and what I love about Andre is there's people who weren't even born when he plays Don't Look Back in Anger.
It's so funny you say that, Sean, because there's a text from Dan here who says, I was 13 when I started listening to Oasis, and now my 13-year-old too is a massive fan. David in Dublin says, I saw Oasis in Wembley on Saturday the 2nd of August. The last time I'd seen them was in Slane, 2009. They were so much better than I expected. It was such an incredible experience. John in Shankill says, myself and 20 schoolmates, we hired a minibus from Walkinstown roundabout to Cork for this gig. 29 years ago. We were worse for wear before we landed, but our second wind arrived when the Prodigy came on in support and blasted Firestarter. It was amazing. My last punt went on a Supermax burger, which slid from the bus as I was about to chomp down into it. Suffice to say, it was eaten still all the same. Kat says, I did manage to get resale tickets for Sunday for myself, my 18 and my 26-year-old children, and they've been warned. I will be consuming a tasty beverage. I'll be singing and dancing all night long, and I'll be dressed up, and they're under strict rules. There's to be no judgment or dirty looks. I can't wait. Another fan tells me, I saw Oasis for the first time in Cork in 1996. It was the day of my Leave and Cert results. We left Donegal the day before, so I didn't get my results. Imagine, missed the Leave and Cert results over going to see them. I spent the whole gig sick in the stomach because I was seeing Oasis and because of the results too. What, walking out of the gig with thousands singing Hey Jude will forever be a memory that stays with me. And another fan has got in touch to say, I cannot wait. I'm going on Saturday and the excitement levels are just off the charts. Sean, Sinead, Jason, Gareth and John Finan from Finan's Bar and Lounge in Charlestown in County Mayo. Thanks a million if you're going tomorrow and Sunday. Thoroughly enjoy it. I'm wildly jealous. You're going to have a ball. Sounds like it's going to be incredible. And for the rest of us that didn't get tickets, we'll just soak up the atmosphere and hope they'll be back another time soon. The email's lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insuranceBroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.